Fine.
First spelling is domestic. D-O-M-E-S-T-I-C. Domestic.
Domestic. Domestic. 大家要注意跟着 David 老师呢多操练一下您的发音 Domestic
Domestic This just means to do with the home So it's in the home and not at work Domestic
我们把它翻译成中文叫做内部的
OK
可不可以叫内部的
OK
或者是从整个一个这个叫 country wild Nation wild、mm-hmm. 的范围内来讲呢可不可以把它翻译成国内的
OK
或者是内部的家庭的
right、
这个叫、
okay.
domestic D-O-M-E-S-T-I-C 好写下来
number two swashbuckling now this is a great one swashbuckling S-W-A-S-H-B-U-C-K-L-I-N-G swashbuckling
这是一个 adjective、形容词吗
it's an adjective
但是这个词我们以前呢很少听到过
right
这算是一个比较典型的英式词汇吗
well it's usually used with pirates
海盗啊、真的吗
It's usually used to mean people who flash their swords around and very, you know, they wear the long flary clothes and they're just kind of ready to fight, swashbuckling.
啊，就是在那个海盗准备打仗之前，都是那样非常虚张声势的，哦，
very fierce,
然后看喊着口号就往前冲，
yeah,
那种说，好，你先上，我掩护，这样的。所以啊，这个 swashbuckling 这个词啊，我们就把它翻译成虚张声势的。恃强凌弱的就故意吓唬你吓你一下
yeah, yeah,
那样的、
yeah.
叫 swashbuckling、
Number three is gruesome G-R-U-E-S-O-M-E gruesome and this means
this means 很恶心的很可怕的很面目可憎的、
yeah.
叫 G-R-U-E-S-O-M-E
Gruesome.
Gruesome.
Number four, entomologist. Now, this is somebody that studies insects. Entomologist. E-N-T-O-M-O-L-O-G-I-S-T.
这个看看什么法布尔啊之类的啊，就是昆虫学者，对不对 ?E-N-T-O-M-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. 哇，这个非常这个短语词语非常的专业。我们再听一遍好不好？
Entomologist、
就是 the expert who the scholar who studies insects
exactly
学习研究昆虫习性的人、我觉得这样的人真的是非常了不起啊 E-N-T-O-M-O-L-O-G-I-S-T、他们明显嘛 obviously they are the friends of nature
yeah and number five is larva L-A-R-V-A-E larva this is the eggs of insects
这个听上去很像一个 brand of perfume 听上去对吧、
oh.
真的你不觉得吗但实际上它的意思呢是昆虫的幼虫、叫 larver 啊、
larver L-A-R-V-A-E、It's、
爱人是害虫是吗
egg of insect
L-A-R-V-A-E、larvae
Latin and number six conservation this is just protecting C-O-N-S-E-R-V-AT-I-O-N, conservation.
C-O-N-S-E-R-V-A-T-I-O-N, conservation, 就是什么什么保护、
yeah.
或者是什么、保持、什么什么什么保反正就是要把它收藏起来、好好的保护、
right.
就是 conservation。那么在这里第一段当中呢我们可能还有一些其他的词语比如说像 fiber,
OK.
F-I-B-R-E.
If it's British, yeah. If it's American, it would be B-E-R.
都可以、那么这个是指的是那个纤维 fiber、它的意思对吧、还有呢叫这个 cashmere、这个词
cashmere C-A-S-H-M-E-R-E cashmere is a kind of wool
就是我们、平时呢可能以前我们小的时候特别流行过的一种、羊毛制品蚕丝米、或者羊毛上非常贵的
yeah, yeah.
非常贵的 last time I went to India 去印度的时候哎呦，这个卖到不行，拿出这么厚一叠的这个印度的钱去买这个开司米。
哇、wow.
买这个货。
No, I don't have any cashmere.
真的吗
？No, I can't afford it.
Every woman should have one.
Oh, you have one then?
No, I didn't. 说说玩的，说了半天都没有哈，虚张声势。好，那第一段的单词就是这些，我们来预习一下哈。Domestic, 内部的。
swashbuckling.
恃强凌弱的，虚张声势的 swashbuckling.
Gruesome.
Gruesome. 就是可憎的，可怕的，恶心的。
Entomologist.
Entomologist. 昆虫学者，昆虫学家。
Larva.
Larva. L-A-R-V-A-E. 任何昆虫的幼虫都可以这么说吧。
Mm-hmm.
Any insect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
幼虫都可以这么说。卵，幼虫。Larva.
And conservation.
还有保持保护 conservation 以及 fiber 啊 cashmere 当然里面我们还听会听到一些这个比如说像 rotters r o t t e r
嗯
这个是什么
that this means pests
害虫
just means annoying
指人的时候可以指那些无赖哈、
啊、坏蛋
坏蛋那些无赖、
yeah.
但是指害虫指虫的时候呢就指害虫
嗯
这些害虫啊就是像那个歌里唱的我们是害虫我们是害虫然后正义的来福林正义的来福林一定要把害虫杀死杀死那个歌里头说的 rotters 就是害虫、嗯、还有呢像 lamb's wool
yeah
lamb's wool 就是羊毛的、
嗯、
羊毛的还有那个Bodily conservation.
Butterfly.
Butterfly.
No, there's a typing mistake. Butterfly.
我说呢 ，butterfly conservation 就是蝴蝶保护。
嗯，
好，后面的我看其他的应该没有什么太大的一些生僻的单词了。不过呢，他们的语速会非常的快哈。
嗯，
我们来看看里面还有些俚语 idioms。
Right, the first one is fighting a losing battle. We say this a lot. I'm fighting a losing battle against losing weight, which means that you're having terrible problems.Losing weight. So it's struggling against something that's very difficult to beat.
Oh, losing battle. 这个 losing 在这儿呢是来形容 battle 的、
嗯、
战斗的、
exactly.
什么样的战斗呢就是 fighting a losing battle 就是肯定打不赢的一个战斗、啊、比如说要减肥、啊
mm-hmm.
I'm struggling against something that is impossible to beat、
mm-hmm.
不可能打赢的 fighting a losing battle、
嗯、
好
Number two is hoovering. We've had this beforeIt actually means vacuuming, but the reason we say hoovering is because that is a brand of vacuum cleaner. And in Britain we say this a lot, I'm just hoovering. It means vacuuming. 用的吸尘器。
好像在英只有在英国才这么说。
Yeah.
没有这么说
But we say it a lot, yeah.
因为用吸尘器打扫呢一般来讲像 英语使用英语母语的人都会说是 vacuuming, 就是吸尘等等啊例如 vacuuming 这个词、mm-hmm. 真空嘛吸尘器但是好像在英国有一个吸尘器叫 hoover、
mm-hmm.
所以大家就把吸尘叫 hoovering、
mm-hmm.
就这么去借代了去代指了、
That's、
这样子想、
right.
比如说你照相你说我叫卡农一下卡农机照相机对吧、
mm-hmm.
好就 canon 哈这个 hoovering 一个道理 L-O-V-E-R 结果第一次听英国人讲 hoovering 的时候就彻底呆了不知道你们在讲什么第一次赶紧去查字典还问说啊怎么样去拼写搞了半天原来是吸尘器看到很多东西一定要入乡随俗的去学这就是一个例子了好、mm-hmm. 来看第三个
Okay now this is a nice one It's chomp、
mm-hmm.
Chomp
Chomp
Chomp C-H-O-M-P Chomp And this is an onomatopoeia which means it sounds like what it is It means just to munch something very noisilyThat's a chomping noise. Chomp.
吃得很
Yeah.
声音很大
So that you're making a noise with your lips and your teeth.
然后吃得很夸张、mm. 那样的。你知道吗在我们昨天的节目当中 in yesterday,、
mm-hmm.
our show, we've just learned the words munch.
Oh, really?
昨天我们刚刚学了这个词叫 munch. Munch on something.
Yeah.
M-U-N-C-H. 那小高昨天的这个声音大家还记得吗那个吃东西的声音。今天我们又学了一个跟这个 munch,Eat noisily 一样的意思就是 chomp
yeah.
可能英国人也比较喜欢这么说就是但是如果用在动物身上的话可以叫狂咬什么、
mm.
不停地咬也可以叫咬牙切齿的但是最好呢是讲 munch 就是吃得很那样哈好知道了
OK now for the questions
好接下来我们一起来看看第一段当中的三个听力问题我先说一下哈这个 main idea of part one 我们在第一段当中呢我们将会听到这个主持人抱怨说最近他的朋友到家里来跟他住在一起哎，是为什么呢因为这个朋友家里啊闹了这个蛾灾完了他的这个丈夫呢就是非常的一个小题大做说啊你们全部出去我要在家里把这个东西灭了你们先去躲一躲、啊、把这个家里交给我 I take care of it 好把这个蛾子都吓死吓死，然后这家人没办法，拖家带口就到朋友家去住着了。住着以后呢，大家在讨论这个问题，说，哎，这个到底有哪些害处啊？啊，为什么现在呢？哎 ，Why are moths such a big problem at the moment, Caroline？ 去问问他。究竟从昆虫学家和杂志主编的这个角度来讲，他们如何面对灾害，我们怎么样去防范呢？好，这第一段就会听到这样的内容。好，来，请 David 老师给我们提问题。
Okay, the first one. Who moved in with the presenter for one night a couple of Saturdays ago?
好，请问这个 presenter， 他一开始就说话了，他说呢，谁前几周就开始搬到我家来，跟我住在一起。
Number two.Which magazine does Caroline Bloor work for? She's the consumer editor.
好，我们听到的 Caroline 这位女士呢，她是一位消费者主编啊 ，consumer editor。她是为一家非常著名的杂志当主编的。而这个杂志呢，我们在中国也能买到，
I know, yeah.
而且你还能买到英文版的。跟这个 Keep Your House 有关系，
yeah.
啊，跟持家有关系，不知道大家看过没有啊？不是只看男人装，好吧，同志们，这个还得看一下这个持家的杂志。Number three,
what kind of things do moths love to eat?
好，这个说的很关键，你得掌握这种小害虫的习性是什么，他们最喜欢吃什么样的东西呢，他们的主食又是什么呢，因为啊我们会把这种 clothes moth 翻译成衣蛾，叫衣蛾、
okay.
衣服的蛾子
yeah, got you.、
所以这道题 What kind of things do moth love to eat、好，这是第一段的三个问题。好，我们所有聊天室的朋友以及正在收听节目的朋友，现在要准备好了。接下来的时间呢，我们要交给您，把今天这段听力问题啊，原汁原味的 conversation 英国人的对话听上两遍，然后您再回答一下刚才我们提出的三个听力问题。
What passes for my domestic peace was shattered a couple of Saturdays ago when my best friend announced that she and her three children needed to move in with me for the night while her swashbuckling husband dealt with a moth invasion at home, something that was apparently going to be too gruesome for his children to witness. Now, such drama is far from uncommon, as it seems the entire British nation is currently waging war against Tiniola biseliella, the clothes moth.
I'm currently fighting a losing battle. I'm frantically washing, hoovering everything I own. I've got a flat full of the Rosses. It's war, and they're winning.
Vivian Westwood, lambswool dress, ruined.
Now, Dr. Zoe Randall is an entomologist for butterfly conservation. Caroline Bloor is here, the consumer editor for Good Housekeeping. Why are moths such a big problem at the moment then, Caroline?
It's really an all-round, all-year-round problem. At this time of year, we do notice them all. The windows are open. We're getting out clothes that we've had put away. And yes, we're noticing things are either eaten or they've got larvae attached to them. Over the last few years, we've had some very mild winters. We've had a return in fashion to the more natural fibres, such as cashmere and silks and cottons. And they love those fibres. There's more perhaps in the home for them to chomp now.
What passes for my domestic peace was shattered a couple of Saturdays ago when my best friend announced that she and her three children needed to move in with me for the night while her swashbuckling husband dealt with a moth invasion at home, something that was apparently going to be too gruesome for his children to witness. Now, such drama is far from uncommon, as it seems the entire British nation is currently waging war against Tiniola biseliella,the clothes moth.
I'm currently fighting a losing battle. I'm frantically washing, hoovering everything I own. I've got a flat full of the Rosses. It's war, and they're winning.
Vivian Westwood, lambswool dress, ruined.
Now, Dr. Zoe Randall is an entomologist for butterfly conservation. Caroline Bloor is here, the consumer editor for Good Housekeeping. Why are moths such a big problem at the moment then, Caroline?
It's really an all-round, all-year-round problem. At this time of year, we do notice them all. The windows are open. We're getting out clothes that we've had put away. And yes, we're noticing things are either eaten or they've got larvae attached to them. Over the last few years, we've had some very mild winters. We've had a return in fashion to the more natural fibres, such as cashmere and silks and cottons. And they love those fibres. There's more perhaps in the home for them to chomp now.
好，听完了，这就是我们第一遍，不知不觉已经听过两遍了。 大家注意好啊，之所以要给自己压力来回答这些问题，就是因为我们呢为大家提供了一个 BBS， 有个论坛，里边呢有我们所有每一期啊的这个节目的参考答案，而这些都是由我们的热心的网友和听众朋友们提供的。如果您也想像他们一样在学习上呢希望有所效果，也希望您能够认真的把自己的答案记录下来，然后呢发到那个上边，和其他的朋友啊一起多分享分享，说不定你们还能结成志同道合的好朋友呢，就是这个意思啊，鼓励一下大家。好，接下来呢我们要在 Debbie 老师的带领之下，把这个文本，刚才究竟他们几位都说了些什么呀，我们给大家解读一下，让您听完以后呢心里有数，明明白白，清清楚楚，都知道他们谈了些什么啊，对您的学习呢就非常的有效果。
Absolutely.
好，来看看我们的文本。
Okay, what passes for my domestic peace was shattered a couple of Saturdays ago when my best friend announced that she and her three children needed to move in with me for the night, while her swashbuckling husband dealt with a moth invasion at home, something too gruesome for his children to witness.
一开场这个主持人 Jane 啊非常的幽默，他是怎么来引入这个话题的呢？他说呀，哎呀，我家里的这个平静 domestic peace， 他说最近呢被打乱了，为什么呢？我的一个好朋友，好，我们来看看有没有问题。第一题我们问的是 Who moved in with the presenter for one night a couple of Saturdays ago？ 我的好朋友啊，带着他的三个娃啊，就跑到我们家了，每周来住一个晚上。这是为什么呢？因为他们家里呢，她老公啊，她的 husband 在奋战这个蛾子，说你们呢啊，这个带着孩子，你就出去躲一躲。家里的事情呢由我来 deal with、然后呢他就家里哎呀杀呀拼啊杀呀，然后携家带口的这个老婆携家带口的就把孩子带出去躲一躲了。好，第一个问题呢您回答正确了吗？有没有刚才捕捉到呢？
Because you gave it to them in Chinese.
Did I?
You did. You're very bad at that. She's really helping you, isn't she? She's a good friend to everyone, Jingjing. But anyway, some people haven't even needed us to read it out, and they're getting it already. Say and Charming are already
getting answers. Shall we wait for a while?
In the question.
So wait for a while.
See if anyone else.
好，我们继续，来继续 reading.
Okay, now such drama is apparently far from uncommon, as it seems the entire British nation is currently waging war against Tiniola Bisiellia, the clothes moth.
哎，刚才啊，这个第二段接下来呢，就说像刚才这种戏剧般的场景呢，其实非常普遍。整个英国 ，entire British nation is currently waging war. 整个英国现在都在跟这个可怕的小虫子做斗争。我们把它叫做噔噔噔噔噔噔噔的，好，然后叫 clothes moth.
And now we have three different people.I'm currently fighting a losing battle. I'm frantically washing, hoovering everything I own.
我们就听了三个人的例子 ,one, two, three. 我们听听人们啊群众的心声是怎么样的。其中一位就说，哎呀现在啊很烦啊，天天就在那儿不停的疯狂的洗啊，然后就在吸尘啊 ,everything I own, 所有的衣橱都要拿出来大洗特洗。
The second one says, I've got a flat full of the rotters. It's war.And they're winning.
我家所有的地方都爬满了这些可怕的 rotters. 这简直就是一场战争。
And finally, a Vivian Westwood lambswool dress.
这个最有意思，这个最funny呢。他说，我的珍贵的 Vivian Westwood 的珍贵的羊毛裙毁了。这个很有意思哈。
Now, Dr. Zoe Randall is an entomologist for butterfly conservation.Caroline Bloor is here. She is the consumer editor for Good Housekeeping.
好，讲了这些可怕的现象之后呢，我们马上来请出今天节目的嘉宾，他们分别是来自啊 Butterfly Conservation 的一位昆虫学家，叫做 Dr. Zoe Randall。另外一位呢是来自 Good Housekeeping 杂志的 Caroline Bloor。
Why are moths such a big problem, Caroline?
请问。为什么这个 moth 现在是一个这么大的问题呢 Caroline?
Well, it's a year-round problem. But this time of year, we notice them more because the windows are open and we're getting out clothes that we've had put away.
And yes, we're noticing that things are either eaten or have lava attached to them.
他说这个事这事儿吧，年年都有啊，每年都有。你看窗户是打开的，所以这个蛾子肯定会飞进来的。而且呢，他们要不就是把东西吃了，把衣服吃了；要不就是把那些虫卵产在上衣服上面，特别烦。
Over the last few years, we've had some very mild winters. We've had a return to fashion in more natural fibers, such as cashmere and silks and cottons, and they love those fibers.
还有，他说最近呢，咱们这个英国的天气比较温暖啊，比较潮湿，比较温暖，正好呢滋生了这些蛾子，是他们理想的生存环境。而且再说呢，咱们现在呀，就是穿的这些衣服呢，也是更加的自然的纤维了一些哈，大家都对这个衣着很讲究，都穿的是一些真的那种 natural fiber， 这恰好是他们最喜欢的一些食物啊。
And there's more perhaps in the home for them to chomp now。
所以说呢，你给人家提供了这么好的食物，人家不来才怪呢，对吧？都怪你自己家里的问题。
Yeah. Okay. Well, we started off really well with the answers, but nothing else has come in yet.
还有吗
？Despite Jing Jing's giving them away. So the first question, who moved in with the presenter for one night a couple of Saturdays ago?
好，我们来看看主力们的问题。
嗯，
我们来看看这些主力们的问题 ，Faye 和 Charming。
Ah, yeah, exactly. Two answers, and they're completely right. Best friend and three children moved
in. That's the answer to question number one. 第一题的问题是这个 ，Who moved in with presenter for one night a couple of Saturdays ago? 问题的答案呢就是 her best friend and three children.
Number two, what magazine does Caroline work for?
What magazine does Caroline work for?
Say, got this? This is Good Housekeeping. Oh, actually, slightly not correct. It's Good Housekeeping, not Good Healthkeeping.
Oh, Good Housekeeping.
But good job. Yeah.
这是好管家。
嗯，
我还看过的。
Yeah.
还挺好看的。
Yeah.
好管家 ，Good Housekeeping 啊，这是非常好的一本杂志，我觉得。
Yeah.
它告诉你各方面的关于 housekeeping 的问题。
And number three, what kind of things do moths love to eat? Well, you could say lots of things for this. There are examples, cashmere, silk, cottons, but basically it's natural fibers.
What kind of things do moths love to eat? We have a clothes made of natural fibers. 自然纤维的一些纤维的东西呢。